Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hallelujah. That's awesome. Can you make that commitment to him? I will always worship you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The name and cause every demon to flee.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. When you can't say nothing else,
when you don't know what else to say, just call upon the name. Just say Jesus. Hallelujah. I mean, God is so awesome. Praise God. He said all you have to do is just say his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is the sweetest name that we know. Praise God. Yes, when we don't know what else to do, when we may be laying flat of our bed sick, don't feel like saying nothing, we can say and whisper the name Jesus. Just one word. Just one word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just one word, Jesus. Hallelujah. It heals. It soothes. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, how I love him so tonight. I know you ought to be loving him tonight. Hallelujah. 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 What a great price. Oh, he is the sweetest name. My Jesus. Come on, somebody. He's the sweetest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Jesus. He is the sweetest. Oh, there's nothing sweeter than he is. Sweetest name I know. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Call him. Call him today. Call him. Call him. Call him. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. There's just something about that name. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Bring tears to your eyes. If you don't ever feel the Holy Spirit, you need to get in the flow. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's the master. Hallelujah. He's Savior. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Jesus. He's just like a fragrance after the rain. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, he binds up our wounds. Praise God. Sets us free. Hallelujah. No other name. No other name. But the name of Jesus. Well, you are listening to God's Favorites radio program coming to you live tonight on Blog Talk. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through. Praise God. You may be going through a sickness, a divorce, or whatever it is in life's challenges. Praise God. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I think God is just so awesome when he tells us what to do. We don't have to wonder. We don't have to just worry. We don't have to just run to other people. All we got to do is just come to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Just come. He said, just call upon him and see what he won't do. You don't have to rely upon man. He said, because man will deceive you. You don't have to run to a judge. He said, all you have to do is call upon the name of Jesus. It's just come to him. Come to Daddy Jesus. Rest in Daddy Jesus, upon his breast, in his loving arms. Praise God. There's a sweet, sweet spirit, praise God, anointing in the sanctuary, praise. And it anoints, oh, yes, it does, praise God. And, oh, it gives you so much peace, praise God. Hallelujah. Let us pray, praise God. Father, right now, Lord God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for such a wonderful and a beautiful day, God, that you have, oh God, allowed us to walk into, God. God, you have allowed your children, oh God, your church, oh God, together. You have allowed your church to praise you today, God. You have allowed some to come into the ark of safety today, God. Somebody called up on you today, God, and said, come into my heart. They wanted to be saved. Oh God, I know your heart rejoicing, oh God. And Father, I lift up everyone, God. Oh God, that may still have a problem, God, because you are the problem solver, God. You died, God. Yes, God, you died for every one of our sins, God. And Lord God, they've been thrown in the sea of forgiveness, God. And now, God, we don't have to do anything, but God, come and bring them to you, because you already know, God. And Lord, we know, God, that you the God, the old God, that will take care of everything, because we are your children, God. Once we step into your, oh God, domain, God, oh God, we belong to you, God. Nothing can snatch us out of your hands, God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for loving us so much. Thank you, Lord God, for dying for us. Thank you for spilling your blood for us. Thank you, Father God. Oh, gracious are you, Lord God. Oh, for your broken body.
Oh, God, Lord, it was all done for us. Thank you, Father God. Oh, thank you. We can't thank you enough. We can't thank you enough, God, because you're so awesome. You're so kind, God. Yes, God. What a God, what a God, what a God. There's no other God would have done it, God, but you, God. Oh, Father God, you saw fit to save a dying world. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we lift up every mother, God, that is hurting today, God, that may have lost a son to the gun, oh, God. May her lost a son to drugs, oh, God. Lord, strengthen her heart, oh, God. Oh, God, comfort her and give her peace, oh, God. That woman, oh, God, that's praying, oh, God, that her husband will come back, God. Oh, God, give her the peace just to look to you and not to man, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, that daughter, God, that's out there, God. Oh, God, that's got babies growing everywhere, God. Oh, God, I know, God, that you can draw her in, oh, God. And Father God, cause her to come off the street. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, deliver. Deliver today, God. Oh, God, we believe that you can deliver and do anything but fail, God. Oh, God, we can call upon your name, which is Jesus. That's why we sing, oh, God. You told us to praise you, oh God, in the midst of every trial, every situation, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we praise you today. Lord, we magnify your name today. Lord God, all every day, God. Oh, God, but a day was set aside for you, God, but we set aside every day, God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you, God, for being here with us. Thank you, Father God, for never leaving us, not forsaking us. Thank you, Father God, that your eyes steady up on us, God. Thank you, God, your arms are not too short, God. They can't reach down and pick us up, God. Oh, God, because we are engraved in the palm of your hands, God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Oh, God, we come and lay down every heavy burden, everything that we have carried, God. We lay it down, God, because in your sanctuary, God, yes, Lord God, you are right there, God. You are right there to answer. You are right there to give us peace that passes all understanding. Oh, praise God. We love you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God. Oh, God, how we love you, God. Oh, God, Father God, thank you, Father God. You are right here, oh, God, to help us, God, in anything that we face, God. And we bind this Satan in every hand. We pull down every principality and power of the air. We command every dead thing to go in the name of Jesus. And no weapons formed against us shall prosper. Oh, God, you are here. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. We rejoice because you are here with us always, God. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You are here right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Oh, we speak. Oh, God, speak to hearts tonight, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, that they may hear. Remove every dead thing from the ears, God. Oh, God, remove every blindness from their eyes, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, let an explosion come off in them, oh, God. Oh, God, that they will adhere to your word, God, and seek your face, God. Oh, Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, God. Oh, God, we want to hear, God. Oh, Father, God, what you saying, God. Oh, yes, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. You are God. You are God. Oh, we won't go nowhere until you speak, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Speak to us, God. Yes, Lord God. Like never before, God. We want you to speak, God. Oh, speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. Amen, amen. Praise God. Come on, come on.
When God shows up, he speaks.
Yes, yes, Lord.
He moves.
Yes, 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 Lord.
Why don't you lift up your hands right now?
Praise God.
Somebody's going to leave encouraged tonight.
Oh, yes, Lord, God. Yes, Lord.
That heavy burden is lifting right now.
Yes, Lord. Right now, right now, right now.
That thing you're facing is leaving right now.
Right now, right now.
Getting your victory right now.
Right now.
Lift up your hands. Somebody who needs to be encouraged. Right now, your faith is returning to you. Your joy is coming back to you.
Woo! Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's speaking. He's pouring himself right now. Right now for you.
Right now, God.
Oh.
Right now.
Listen, this is what God is saying.
Woo.
For I know.
Come on.
the plans I have for you.
Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus.
He said, I know just what you're going through.
Come on, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you can't see what tomorrow holds.
Yes, yes, yes.
And yesterday is through. Remember,
I know
the plans I have for you.
Oh, my God, my God.
I know the plans I have for you.
Come
and
on.
You.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
I know.
Woo.
You're going through.
Come on, Jesus.
Oh, yes, I do. So when you can't do what tomorrow holds, and yesterday is through, remember, I know the plan
I have for you.
But here's the plan. This is what he said.
Come on, somebody.
Tomorrow, joy for your sorrow, strength for everything you go through. I'll give you hope for tomorrow, joy for your sorrow, strength for everything you go through.
I know. Come on, God knows somebody. He wants you to hear. Woo. Plans I have for you.
I know.
Hold on.
Woo.
Hold on.
I know. You don't have to worry. I know the plans.
Praise God. Praise God. God is speaking tonight to someone. Praise God. God is speaking to someone tonight. God has a plan for you that you have not experienced. Praise God. This is what I'm receiving. Praise God. He's making a way. I'm telling you. God has a plan. Yes, yes. She just confirmed it. God spoke it to me. God said, it's someone that's going to listen to this program. Praise God. And God is saying to you, I have a plan. I have a plan that you haven't experienced yet. I have a plan.
I know.
He said, I know.
Thank you, Jesus.
He knows better than anybody else the plan that he has for you. And he has something for you,
so
something
you
never experienced. And he's about to bring it to pass. He said, wait on him. Be patient. Don't rush it. All right now. Speak, Lord. My ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. And I know. Hey, Holy Ghost. Woo. Jesus, Shapa, Hayata, Ha. Woo. Just go on there and rest in Jesus and see what God's going to do. I'm telling you, God's getting ready to do a great thing in your life. Praise God. At this time, my own Minister Peggy Biden is coming to you, and I'll be right back. Bye-bye.
This is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. Our phone number is area code 504-347-5797. And to listen to our program, please dial this number. Area code 714-409-0578. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. Press 1 if you would like to give a testimony, or if you would request prayer, or just want to say a wonderful praise to the Lord. He is always listening. On Friday nights at 8 p.m., Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, a part of the ministry of God's Favorites. Call this number on Friday at 8 p.m., 714-409-0578. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. And you will receive a great heavenly blessing by just listening to God's Word on Sunday nights at 7 and on Friday nights at 8. Isn't it wonderful that we are celebrating today, Easter? It's beautiful to know that the Lord is here and the resurrection is here with us because he lives in our lives and we will be resurrected on the day that he calls and the heavens and earth will come and part. Isn't it wonderful that we know that he can deliver us from all things? Our prayer request tonight is for kidneys. I have a neighbor next door to me that they're going to take his kidney out and on the 25th, and his other kidney has been affected by it. They don't know whether he's going to be living or not, but God is our deliverer, and we want him to have a longer life. He's a wonderful Christian man and has lived for God most of his life. Think about it. Plenty others has to be put on dialysis. So we pray for those people that's there. For cancer, we pray for them. We ask God to take and just go in there and just touch those children with cancer, those parents that's going through all of the heartache. Just remember missionaries. Missionaries is out there plowing the fields for God. The drug addicts, yes. Let's pray for those drug addicts. They have a soul. They have a life that's meaningful to God. And devil has just taken them over. There are lots of things to keep praying for. But really, kidneys, eyes, heart, cancer, missionaries, children without parents, children that don't have no one to turn to. Keep praying for them. That's what God told us to do. And remember all our prisoners, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, they're back there because they did something wrong or they were convicted wrong. But we still have to pray that God will take and release them from under the Satan hold. Yes, many of them find Christ in jail, and many of them behind the bars. But remember, God is in control, and he's the one that can deliver, and he's the one that can bring us through all trials and temptations. Here in Isaiah 42, it's a message. Here is my servant, the one I support. He is the one I chose, and I am pleased with him. I have put my spirit upon him, and he will bring justice to all nations. He will not cry out or yell or speak loudly in the streets. He will not break or crush a blade of grass or put out even a weak flame. He will truly bring justice. He will not lose hope or give up until he brings justice to the world and people far away will trust his teaching. God, the Lord, said these things. He created the skies and stretched them out. He spread out the earth and everything on it. He gives life to all people on earth, to everyone who walks on the earth. The Lord says, I, the Lord, call you to do right, and I will hold your hand and protect you. You will be the sign of my agreement with the people, a light to shine for all people. You will help the blind to see. You will free those who are in prison, and you will lead those who live in darkness out of their prison. Isn't it wonderful? I am the Lord. That is my name. I will not give my glory to another. I will not let idols take the praise that should be mine. The things I said would happen has happened. And now I tell you about new things. Before those things happen, I tell you about them. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing his praises everywhere on the earth. Praise him, you people who sail on the seas. Isn't that wonderful? Praise him. Praise him. Because he gives us a resurrection life. He gives us hope when the storm is around us. He gives us peace. Yes, Mom and Dad, we know all about those heartaches when that child is put behind bars. And when you have to go to court and hear the condemnation that they put on him. We just pray for you tonight. We just want God to know that you're there and he will help us through the suffering. Also, our pastor has written a book, Why Not a Woman? You may find it in Barnes & Noble and also on Amazon. And buy one and read it. It's beautiful. Why not a woman? A woman has a lot to do. Jesus was born out of a woman, yes. Jesus was there. And that's why we send the news out to you. Bless our city, Lord. Bless our country. Bless our fruits. Bless our seas. Bless our land. Isn't that part of what God wants? Just keep on praying that. Bless us in the city. Bless us in the country. Bless our fruits. Bless our seas. Bless our land. And God bless you for listening. Be sure you call one of your friends and tell them that God's Favorite Radio Program is on Sunday nights and on Friday nights. Victorious Living. The number is 714-409-0578. You will hear at 7 o'clock God's Favorite Radio Program on Sunday nights and on Friday nights at 8 p.m. Again, that number is 714-409-0578. And just remember, you have the resurrection power in your life because God died and gave us that resurrection power. Share with somebody this week what God has done for you and let us know how you're doing in God's work. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Pastor Evangelist Vivian George.
Thank you, Minister Pagan. We are to continue to pray for her brother that's very sick. And we are keeping him in our prayers. Praise God. Hallelujah. I didn't hear her mention it. She maybe did. But we are keeping her brother that is very, very sick in the hospital. So keep Minister Peggy's brother in your prayers. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, this is Resurrection Sunday. Praise God. And I know everybody has been excited and have enjoyed their day. But our title tonight is going to be, Why is the Resurrection So Important? Why do we celebrate resurrection? And we're going to look at Luke 24:5-7. And it reads as thus, "And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke unto you when he was in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. Now, the resurrection of Jesus from the dead is the central fact of Christian history. On it, the church is built. Praise God. Without it, there would be no Christian church today. Jesus' resurrection is unique. Other religions have strong ethical systems, concepts about paradise and afterlife and various holy scriptures. Only Christianity has a God who became human, literally died for his people, and was raised again in power and glory to rule his church forever. The number one thing is, and we have seven, because Christ, number one, why the resurrection is so important? Because Christ was raised from the dead. Christians know that the kingdom of heaven has broken into earth's history. The world is now headed for redemption, not disaster. It may seem as though it's headed for disaster, but it's not. God going to step in, he said, and he going to redeem. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't want to get too excited. God said he going to step in and he going to redeem us unto himself. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's mighty power is at work destroying sin. Yeah, I know sin look like it's taking over this world, but we have one inside of us who is a mighty destroyer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Creating new lives and preparing believers for Jesus' second coming. Yes, he is. Believe it, children. Believe it. Number two, because of the resurrection, Christians know that death has been conquered and that they, too, will be raised from the dead to live forever with Christ. Yes, we're going to live forever. We're going to proclaim it, and we're going to stand on it. Praise God. And number three, the resurrection gives authority to the church witness in the world. Look at the early evangelistic sermons in the book of Acts. The apostles' most important message was to the proclamation that Jesus Christ had been raised from the dead. Hallelujah. We got something to stand on. We got something to go by. We have a roadmap. Praise God. Hallelujah. Number four, the resurrection gives meaning to the church regular feast, the Lord's Supper. Like the disciples on the Emmaus Road, believers break bread with their risen Lord who comes in power and saves them. He told us to break bread as often as we can. Praise God. We can break bread all day in remembrance of him, however you want to break bread. Oh, I know the church only does it once a month. But Jesus said, as often as you do this, you're doing it unto me. Praise God. So we can break bread anytime with one another, which is good. Oh, it's good to come together, he said. Praise God. Oh, I love this resurrection. Oh, praise God. It's an everyday thing in my life. Praise God. Number five, the resurrection helps Christians find meaning even in great tragedy. No matter how things may happen in your life, there's a resurrection in your life too. You may hit some downfall, but there's a resurrection in it. God gonna pull you up out of that thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. No matter what happens in their walk with the Lord, the resurrection gives them hope for the future. Praise God. There is hope. We have hope in our lives. Praise God. There is a future in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the Christian life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Number six, the resurrection assures Christians that Christ is alive and ruling his kingdom. God is in control. I know y'all proclaim it because I do it. I said, no matter when things happen, I said, no matter what happens, God is still in control. God in control of my life. Man is not in. I know man try to rule down here. Yes, he cannot properly rule it because he's flesh. Oh, we're going to make mistakes. But you see, when God is in control of our lives, praise God, hallelujah, we have hope for the future. Praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is real. He's real, and he's a God, and he does not lie. Praise God, hallelujah. He's alive. He's alive today, and we are proclaiming it today. He's celebrating, praise God, a risen Lord. Praise God. Praise God. The resurrection assures Christians that Christ is alive. I think y'all ought to be jumping now because I'm about to jump up. Hallelujah. He is not a legend. He is alive and real. We don't have to celebrate no other God. We don't have to celebrate a dead God. We don't have to bow down to nothing else. Oh, but a living God. Oh, God, that spirit that lives on us, that empowers us and gives us power to stand, gives us power to go on, gives us unction in our hearts. Oh, that who he is, praise God, and who he will be to us, praise God. He is God. He is God, and he's God Almighty. Oh, praise God. Number seven, God's power that brought Jesus back from the dead is available to believers so that they can live for him in an evil world. We can live for Jesus no matter what's going on. We still can go and run to him, praise God. Oh, when we're living, oh, when we see so much going on in this evil world, praise God, we can run to Jesus and tell him all about it. Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, we have that assurance. Yes, we have that blessed assurance in Jesus, praise God, that he is God, our Savior. He's God. He's Lord. He's King. He's everything. Oh, praise God for our lives. Hallelujah. So we don't worry about, oh, what goes on in this world, what goes on in this flesh. We worry. All we got to do is hang on and cling to the anchor that holds. Yes. That solid rock, praise God. Hallelujah. That rock, hallelujah, is Jesus, praise God. Hallelujah. Christians can look very different from one another, and they can hold wildly varying beliefs about politics, lifestyle, even theology. But one central belief unites and inspires all true Christians. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at 1 Corinthians, praise God, hallelujah. Let's look at, y'all know I love to bring you to the word, praise God. I'm going to go over here to 1 Corinthians 15:12, praise God, starting at verse 12, and it reads like this. It's going to go all the way through, praise God, hallelujah. We serve a risen Savior. Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? We know that there is a resurrection. We know, because, he's living on the inside of us. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? Yes, he's risen. He's risen in our hearts. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and our faith is also vain. Yea, we are found false witnesses of God because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up. If he be that, the dead is not. For if the dead rise not, then is Christ not raised. Praise God. Hey, we going to believe Christ been raised. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Because my Bible tells me he's seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for me. Praise God. And if Christ be raised, your faith is, if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. I believe Christ, so my faith is not vain. Ye are yet in your sin. Then they which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that slept. For since by man come death, and by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. See, in our old sinful Adam, we die. But when we are resurrected, we are alive in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the resurrection. Let's read on. Praise God. Thank God for the resurrection. Praise God. And as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Oh, yes, Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For we must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. God is going to conquer this thing. He's a mighty conqueror, I'm telling y'all. He's coming back to conquer this thing, and I'm believing him for it, praise God. Oh, yes, Lord God. Everything that's been trying to tear your life, God's going to take over this thing, praise God. And the last enemy shall be destroyed is death. He going to destroy death. There will be no more death. We can go over there to Revelation, and he'll tell us there'll be no more sorrow. There'll be no more pain. There'll be no more death, praise God. Hallelujah. For he has put all things under his feet. Oh, yes, God. Oh, when he put everything under his feet, because that feet is bigger than this whole world. Y'all got to see that feet. Don't you see Jesus in the spirit? Praise God. For he has put all things under his feet. But when he said all things, he put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be, when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also be subjected unto him, that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead? If the dead raise not at all, why are ye then baptized for the dead? And why stand ye in jeopardy every hour? Praise God. I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. Praise God. I die daily. I don't know about you. Hallelujah. I die daily. Praise God. If after the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, that's what Paul is saying, what advantages it me? If the dead rise not, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. But not deceived, evil, be not deceived with evil communication, corrupt good manners, awake to righteousness, and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. But some, here the resurrection is promised. But some man will say, how are the dead raised from the dead? And with what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. And that which thou sowest, thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bear again a grain it by chance, of wheat or a sum of grain, other grain. But God giveth it a body as it has pleased him, and every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another a flesh of beasts, another flesh of fishes, another of birds. Thank God he made me. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial one and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another the glory of the moon, and another the glory of the stars. For one star different from another star in the glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in wealthiness. It is raised in power. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about this resurrection. Hallelujah. It is sown in the natural body. It is raised as a spiritual body. There is a natural body. There is a spiritual body. Praise God. And so it is written. The first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Praise God. Howbeit, praise God. Hallelujah. That was not the first. Is spiritual, but that which is natural and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is of the Lord, from heaven. Hallelujah. As is the earthly, such are they also that are earthly. And as is the heavenly, such are also that are heavenly. Those things which are heavenly are heavenly. Those things which are earthly is earthly, what he's saying. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, but I know this here sounds like a mystery, he say to you. But, oh, hallelujah, we are believing God that, hey, we just got a short period of time down here, and we all going to be caught up in the twinkling of an eye in that resurrection day when he shall come back and get his children. Praise God. Hallelujah. These are just light afflictions down here. Praise God. But he's coming back because of the resurrection. Praise God. And as we have bore the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doeth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. It shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Praise God, in the moment of the twinkling of an eye, and at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Oh, yes, hallelujah. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortality must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall be have put on immortality, then shall we be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through all the through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain. That's what I want you to hear tonight. I want you to know, because of the resurrection, your labor is not in vain. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. So don't get tired. Don't get weary. Oh, praise God. Just work, work. Keep up the good work for Jesus Christ. Praise God. I want Mother June Paul to pray for us, that we don't get tired on this journey. That, oh, but we're going to work on to the end. We're going to press on. Would you give us a prayer at this time? Praise God. Hallelujah. Minister Janice, give us a prayer that we won't give up. It's this resurrection day.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, God, thanking you, Master, for this day. We thank you, God, for just allowing us to be your children, God. We just come, Master, thanking you, Lord, for just allowing us, God, to be present this day, God. This is a resurrection day, God. Master, we just know many times that we get weary on this journey, God. We get tired on this journey, God. But we know, God, where our hope lies, God, that it's in you, Master. And we ask you, God, to hold us, oh God. Hold us in the palm of your hands, oh God. Master, we know that if you hold us, the devil in hell cannot pluck us out. And we're going to endure until the end. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Minister Gigi, do you want to pray on this resurrection day? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are excited, and we just wanted everybody.
Amen.
Hey, go ahead. Go ahead.
Amen. God Almighty, we thank you. Oh, Jesus Christ, we thank you. The King of Glory, we thank you. We thank you for the power of the resurrection. We thank you. We thank you for forgiving our sins. We thank you. Thank you for the cross. Hallelujah. Thank you for the cross. Oh, Jesus, our Savior, thank you for saving us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we ask that you give us the spiritual resistance. You give us the strength. Hallelujah. You give us all the ability that we need to go through this. What you give us in charge, what you taught us to do, and where we shall go, that you direct us. You send your light on our path to see where to go and to help us, to educate us. So, and the weapon that you already gave us so that we can use it for your glory, use all of them for your glory. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the power of resurrection that you use us and continue to use us for your glory, oh Lord. We pray.
Amen.
We thank you. Hallelujah. We adore you. We are so grateful that you are our Father, our Savior, our Liberator, our Redeemer. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And we thank you for your servant, Pastor Vivian. We thank you for all the people that are listening right now. We thank you. And we ask that you open the heaven. Open them all and shower them with your blessing. Father, we thank you. We thank you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister GJ. Bless all of you all, and so glad that you all enjoyed this Resurrection Day with me. Have a good night now. Love you. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.